Welcome to Self-Help That Works, a comprehensive guide to navigating the vast landscape of self-help resources. I'm John Norcross, and along with my co-authors, we've dedicated years to evaluating thousands of self-help materials to bring you the most effective tools for personal growth and emotional well-being. The Self-Help Dilemma. In today's world, we're inundated with self-help advice from every corner. Books, websites, apps, and social media influencers all promise life-changing solutions. But how do we separate the wheat from the chaff? How do we know which resources are truly effective and which might be potentially harmful? This is where our book comes in. We've sifted through over 2,000 self-help resources and gathered insights from nearly 5,000 mental health professionals to bring you a curated guide of what actually works. Our goal is to empower you with evidence-based strategies that can make a real difference in your life. The science of self-help. Let's start by addressing a common misconception. Self-help is not just feel-good fluff. When done right, it's grounded in solid psychological research. Take cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, for instance. This approach, which focuses on changing negative thought patterns, has been proven effective for managing anxiety and depression. One book we highly recommend in this area is The Anxiety and Phobia Workbook by Edmund Bourne. It provides practical CBT techniques that readers can apply to manage panic and fear. For example, it teaches how to identify and challenge irrational thoughts that fuel anxiety. One reader shared how the book helped her overcome a debilitating fear of flying by systematically addressing her catastrophic thinking patterns. Mindfulness and emotional well-being. Another powerful tool in the self-help arsenal is mindfulness. Jon Kabat-Zinn's Wherever You Go, There You Are is a standout resource in this category. It introduces readers to the practice of mindfulness meditation, which has been shown to reduce stress and improve overall well-being. One of the book's key teachings is the concept of non-doing. Kabat-Zinn explains that sometimes, the most productive thing we can do is simply be present in the moment. This might involve sitting quietly and observing our breath, or paying full attention to a mundane task like washing dishes. While it might seem counterintuitive, this practice of presence can lead to profound shifts in our relationship with stress and anxiety. Relationships and communication. Self-help isn't just about individual growth, it's also about improving our relationships with others. In this realm, John Gottman's The 7 Principles for Making Marriage Work stands out as a game changer. Gottman's research has identified key predictors of relationship success, such as the ability to turn towards your partner's bids for connection. For instance, if your partner comments on a beautiful sunset, do you engage with them or brush off the comment? These small moments, Gottman argues, are the building blocks of a strong relationship. One couple we interviewed credited this book with saving their marriage. By implementing Gottman's principles, such as creating shared meaning and managing conflict constructively, they were able to rebuild trust and intimacy in their relationship. Career and personal development. When it comes to career development and achieving personal goals, we found that books focusing on habit formation and productivity tend to be the most effective. James Clear's Atomic Habits is a prime example. Clear's central argument is that small, consistent changes can lead to remarkable results over time. He introduces the concept of habit stacking, where you attach a new habit to an existing one. For example, if you want to start meditating, you might decide to do it right after brushing your teeth in the morning. One reader shared how this approach helped her finally establish a consistent exercise routine. By committing to just 5 minutes of movement after her morning coffee, she gradually built up to a full workout routine that she's maintained for over a year. The power of community. While self-help books and resources can be incredibly valuable, it's important to remember that we don't have to go it alone. Support groups and community resources can play a crucial role in personal growth and healing. For those dealing with addiction, for instance, We highly recommend the Alcoholics Anonymous program and its cornerstone books, including 12 Steps and 12 Traditions. The power of this approach lies not just in the steps themselves, but in the community and accountability it provides. One recovering addict we spoke to described how the AA community became his lifeline. The regular meetings, sponsor relationship, and opportunity to help others in their recovery journey provided a structure and purpose that was crucial to his sobriety. In conclusion, effective self-help is about finding the right tools and approaches for your unique situation. It's about combining scientifically backed strategies with personal insight and, often, community support. Remember, change is possible, but it rarely happens overnight. Be patient with yourself, stay consistent, and don't be afraid to reach out for help when you need it. Whether you're looking to manage anxiety, improve your relationships, boost your career, or simply live a more fulfilling life, there are evidence-based resources out there that can help. Our hope is that this book will serve as your guide, helping you navigate the world of self-help with confidence and discernment. Thank you for joining me on this journey through Self-Help That Works. May you find the resources and inspiration you need to create positive change in your life.